Into the second hour of the Ticket Talking Travel and all the best events in your city this afternoon with Mark and Zara. Let's do one of these, shall we? Another one of these tidbits. Here we go.
Ticket tidbits.
Yeah, ticket tidbits today for you. Are you a fan of Sachin Tendulkar, the cricket player?
Do you know what? When I used to live in India, he's such a big star there. Once he was going down the road, I think, to get to the main cricket stadium in Mumbai.
Yeah.
And because he's such a big star, people were following his car, and the road ended up having to be blocked because he's that big of a superstar.
He's ginormous, isn't he? But he also uses his celebrity in a very cool way, and he's just launched today his I Pledge Road Safety campaign in the GCC in India. So he's really taking a keen interest in making the roads safer, which I think is brilliant.
Good for Sachin.
Yeah, 4001. You can call us and or text us and call us on 04 423 1010.
The tickets.
Gig tripping.
Now, we love gig tripping. It's one of our favourite segments on the tickets. We often take you all over the world and check out some of the biggest gigs on the planet. Probably one of the biggest this weekend is going to be Redfest. It's going to be amazing, isn't it? Are you looking forward to it?
Okay, I've been to Redfest now 2 years in a row, so I think they're now going into year three.
Yeah.
And each year just gets bigger and better. It's absolutely wonderful. This year, you and I are looking forward to seeing Adam Lambert on stage.
Yeah, I like Adam Lambert. Yep. He's quite a showman, isn't he? And, as recently been fronting Queen, so he's got to be good.
Loads of other stars are going to be flying into Dubai. However, there are musicians right here in the UAE that are also going to be performing on stage.
Definitely. And I'll tell you why this interview has come up today. I've got a load of musician friends around town. They all know me. And we had the Ghost Crew in here last week, who are some top session guys, really, know their music. And they were saying to me, have you heard this young man, Hassan Malik? No. And then somebody else would come up to me and say, have you heard of this guy, Abo? Then he's saying, wow, this is a great talent that we've got here in Dubai. So I thought, I've got to get him on the show.
It was getting to that stage where people were like, okay, if you want to hear a really talented young singer in Dubai, we were finishing people's sentences saying, you've got to listen to Hassan Malik.
Yeah, and we played his music up in the office earlier on, and as I said, people were coming over to us saying, who is that? Mm-hmm. And we're so lucky to have him in the studio. Hassan,
hi guys.
Good afternoon. How are you
Welcome.
Doing?
I'm great.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16, which blows me away for a start. We've also got Abo with us as well, who does all the open mic stuff around town.
Hello.
Hello. Obviously, a much deeper voice. You're not 16.
You were once.
No, that's been a long time since I wasn't intending on speaking today, but I'm here now, so I'll have a chat with you as well, if you like. Yeah.
But Hassan, what a career you've had already. Just tell me about the early days. And I've just been hearing you tinkling away on your keyboard. Okay. Beautiful jazzy chords that you expect to be hearing from a guy who's in his 30s or something. Just tell me how it started for you.
Yeah, well, I've always been influenced by jazz, by soul music, and I actually started playing piano before I started singing. So when I was about 4 or 5, I got a little toy keyboard, and I'd always play on that. And the thing is, I don't read music, so everything I hear, I play.
That's amazing.
It's always been what I do. And then when I was about 7 or 8, I thought I'd try singing as well. And I heard Elton John, and obviously Bruno Mars was doing it as well, just playing the piano and singing, and John Legend.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd sing as well, and that's just sort of...
But where did these chords come from? I mean, you said you were influenced listening to jazz. What kind of stuff were you listening to? What artists?
More soul.
Soul,
More okay. Stevie Wonder. What he does on this is incredible.
Yeah.
It's sort of when you listen to things, and so much music, and so many different types of music. And I listen to jazz. There's a new band called Snarky Puppy.
Okay.
Who are a really cool modern jazz band, and I listen to them, and they sort of play trumpets and not on the keys essentially, but when you listen to different types of music, it sort of helps you play when you go on the keyboard. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you know what, it's interesting that you've just said that, the fact that you don't read music, you've just learnt it. What was that like growing up?
I think it's been a blessing and a curse. A blessing in the sense that without the fact that I don't read music sort of helps or enhances my creativity. So I can sort of play sort of freely. But also now, going into sort of when I do the ABR, some exams, or if I want to do like sort of music opera or theater, it's always good to have that musical knowledge. So I am trying now, after I've sort of done what I've done, to now learn how to read music.
Yeah, I think it's better to approach it that way, because, I did it the other way. Uh-huh. It was all reading for me. And it got to the point where if there wasn't a piece of paper in front of me, I couldn't play. it might be a good thing in one way that you can sight read and you can back other singers and whatever, but then... that creativity isn't there. And I always regretted that.
Yeah, you sort of lose that sort of artistry. And obviously, I'm perfectly for learning how to read. I think it's a great thing to do, because when you do collaborate with other musicians, but nowadays there's so many new ways to collaborate, whether it's just online or on different like sort of projects, and even on live performances. So 2-5-1 chord sequences or whatever it is, you sort of just pick it up by ear.
You know, we were talking about this great app only a few weeks ago on the show, Hassan, and it's called Brap. And musicians can just load up their music. So for instance, if you had some jazzy chords that you wanted up there, but maybe you wanted a female vocalist on them instead of your own vocals, they can just send you their lyrics and their songs, and you can put them together. Technology is just wonderful these days in 2016. But tell us about that moment where you decided, okay, I love music, I've been playing it for a few years, now is time to get on stage to show people what I can do.
I can't pinpoint one moment, but it's sort of a collection of sort of, when I was about year six or year five in primary school, I would try and play at different sort of school concerts. And it was sort of the reception I got from those, and the teachers would come up to me, and little kids would come up to me, and my friends would come up to me, and my family. So sort of making other people really enjoy what I was doing sort of gave me a great feeling, and I thought, well, if I can do this to the whole city. And sort of at that time, obviously Dubai wasn't as it is now with the music scene. So the fact that it sort of just catapulted in the last year has been incredible.
Because I mean, it's one thing doing it in your bedroom at home, isn't it? And another thing, having people stood in front of you that can be critical, you know?
Definitely.
But you seem to have, you know, embraced it and love performing live.
Yeah, I mean, performing live is probably the greatest or my greatest joy. I mean, just seeing other people react to your music. And not just great reactions. Sometimes I get reactions that, oh, you could have done this or you could have done this. And those are actually the reactions that I look for, sort of improve, and sort of what can I do next time. And probably my mum's sort of the best thing at that. She sort of tells me, oh, this is great, but you could do this. She's sort of into this sort of 80s music, so she knows, like, she loves sort of
stuff. It sounds like your parents have been very supportive of you.
They have.
Your dad's here in the studio as well. I mean, have they helped you along the way?
Incredibly so, yeah. They've been great. They're not the most musical, but they
but dad's laughing over there.
But they do support me in my music and sort of helping me and sort of as much as they can.
How did they react when you brought your first Marvin Gaye album home?
they loved it. They were actually, it was at Jazz Pizza Express where I played, on my first night at Jazz Pizza Express where I played Let's Get It On.
Good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love that song. And so my parents loved that, and sort of, they didn't really, I don't think they expected with the music that I listened to at home to the music that I play, it's sort of very different, because
it's been an amazing role for you, and it's going to get even better, of course, this weekend, isn't it? You're excited to perform at Red Fest.
Incredibly so. I mean, I don't think it hasn't hit me yet.
Okay.
But I'm performing. It's just I sort of, it's been a whirlwind of 24 hours.
What's the biggest stage you've been on so far?
I'd have to say probably the Dubai Marina Music Festival.
Dubai Marina Music Festival.
Yeah, with ABBA. That's probably the biggest.
They're expecting, I think, 10,000 plus for this weekend. Have you seen the size of the stage yet?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I actually, I'm saying Dubai Marina Music Festival, but last year, Gary Barlow, when he came to Dubai, our choir, Dubai College Choir, performed on stage
with
the chamber choir. So I was on there, and that was incredible. So when I sort of saw the whole, you don't realise how many people there actually are, because it's all with the lights and everything. It's just incredible.
Yeah. I think just look at one of them. Just pick one of them out and sing to them.
Of course.
And, we've mentioned you brought your keyboard in. You're going to give us a little sample of your great talent. What are you going to sing for us in the studio today?
I could do a bit of Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
What
why
I sang
not?
At my first night at Jazz Beats Express.
Yeah, that is such a great song, isn't it? So here we go, ladies and gents. Once again, I'm so happy that we managed to get him into the studio with the man himself, Hassan Malik, and Let's Get It On. Here we go.
Thanks so much, guys.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back these feelings for so long. And if you feel, baby, like I feel, baby, then come on, oh, come on, let's get it on, and baby, let's get it on. Let's get it on, said baby, 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 let's get it on.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that was incredible. A little piece of Marvin Gaye live in the studio with Hassan Malik. I'm just going to bring Abbo in a little bit. Abbo, it must be a great feeling for you. You've promoted a lot of these young talents around town, to hear a young man who's got a voice like that.
It's lovely to see everybody moving forward. Yeah, I mean Hassan's just been great from the first minute we saw him when he first came into PC. I think you were 14 when you first came in, right?
Yeah,
14, and he's just. I remember when he did the first one, everyone's like jaw was just open. Like, what is this? What came?
What's all through the door
like
here?
A freak of nature, the what came out of him. But it wasn't until the second time I remember him coming. I think it was the second time he came down and he did a. It was to a backing track this time rather than playing the piano, and I asked him what song he was going to do, and he said it's "Change Is Going to Come" by Sam Cooke, and that is. If I went to a desert island, that would be number two on my list to take as a song to have. And I said, "Well, be careful. This is sacred. You know what? I think apart from Sam Cooke's, that's one of the best covers I've ever heard anybody do. He just like blew it out the park. He's incredible.
Well,
really, really is.
We're going to come back and talk more with Hassan Abo and hear a little bit of produced music as well in our system this afternoon. 4001 if you want to get involved in the conversation.
And we've also just taken a little video of Hassan performing right here in the Dubai Eye studio. We're putting that on our Facebook page as we speak.